This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Chip Brim, or Billy's Boy. And today you'll be hearing a part of a classic message that my mom taught called The Power in the Blood of Jesus. Let me tell you something. I grew up in this. I witnessed it. It changed our family's life. It changed ministries' lives. Many people. So do not miss this in-depth study of Bible principles on the power in the blood and how to practically apply it in these glorious, though perilous, last days. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
And it's for now. And the blood will help you get ready for more and more glory in you. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Now, there's another thing you need to understand, and you need to have something called before the foundation of the world faith. Say that. Before the foundation of the world faith. See, Jesus wasn't thrown by anything because he knew where he came from. And he knew how it's all going to end. And he wasn't looking down just like this to, oh my goodness, look at the present politics of our present president. Because he's walked up and down from eternity. And we're going into eternity. We're just living in this. We need to have a big picture view. And so we need to have before the foundation of the world faith. And the blood, like everything of God, started in heaven. The idea of the blood in the mind of God started in heaven. And it started before the foundation of the world. When Adam fell, God wasn't surprised. He didn't have to think, I got to get a plan. Before he ever made Adam, he had a plan to save him. You're not just for this life. You're for eternity. God has business for you up and down. All this vast universes, they're expanding at the speed of light. Do you think they're out there for decoration? To light the night sky? When Jesus comes, it says his reward will be with him and the works that you shall have, it says in Revelation. He will pass out his assignments when he comes. We're going to have assignments for ruling. Some will rule over more. Some will rule over less. There's rank in resurrection. If you are preparing only for this life, you are what Peter called, you miss it in the Greek of the King James, in the English of the King James, but the Greek says that he said you're short-sighted. So lots of Christians are short-sighted. They can't even get past Clinton. Paul had Nero to put up with. You don't hear him fussing about it either. He said, pray for the leaders. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Expand us, Lord. We're going to look at some scriptures for you to have before the foundation of the world faith from. Because faith has to be from the scripture. Revelation 13:8. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't God good to us? Now, all of this is by way of an introduction. I'll tell you when we get to the sermon. Revelation 13 and the end of verse 8. We'll pick it up with the book of life. We're taking only the part of this verse that's applicable right now. In the book of life, of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. The blood comes from the Lamb. We'll study more about that. He, Jesus, was the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. That blood in the mind of God was already shed. That's why in the Old Testament, with silk, with scarlet cords or the blood of a goat or a sheep, in God's mind, the blood of Jesus was already shed, and he could do anything on those types and symbols. Hallelujah. He was a lamb slain from the foundation of the world. 1 Peter 1. 1 Peter 1. Say glory.
Glory.
1 Peter 1. You know, there's a mystery about the blood. And we're not going to understand it all with our heads. But as you read about it, I find that on the inside of me, the Holy Ghost is working and something's going, va-voom, va-voom, va-voom. And my spirit is receiving revelation that my head doesn't even... So that's going to happen to you this morning. It is happening to you right now. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 19. Verse 18. 1 Peter 1, 18. Redeemed is a blood word. We're redeemed. 1 Peter 1, 18. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed or bought back with corruptible things, such as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. But you were redeemed, we could say, with the precious blood of Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last days for you, last times for you, who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. He was a lamb foreordained, slain before the foundation of the world. Let's read Hebrews 9:14. Oh, how I love this verse. This verse just makes me think of things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is a before the foundation of the world verse. Hebrews 9:14. You might want to read Hebrews 9:10 and 11 and 12 about the blood before you come back tomorrow night. Hebrews 9:14. How much more shall the blood of the Messiah, all the Old Testament they've been looking for the Messiah, the Anointed One. How much more shall the blood of the Messiah, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. This is a Trinity verse. We have verses that show us the Trinity. You know, when Jesus was baptized in the water, you see God the Son going under the water, and you see God the Holy Ghost coming like a dove and ascending on him, and you hear God the Father saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." This is a Trinity verse. You see all three of the Godhead here. Verse 14, how much more shall the blood of the Messiah, Christ, who through the eternal Spirit, the Holy Ghost, offered himself without spot to God the Father. Here we see that God the Son offered himself to the Father like you offered your offering this morning, and he did it through the Holy Ghost. When did he do this? Did he do this when Adam fell? Oh, Adam fell. God, I'll do it. I'll go. That'd have been a little late. I love what Brother Copeland taught us years ago. God is moved only by faith because he's not moved by need. Because if he were moved by need, Satan causes all need. he'd be running around causing needs, and God would be following Satan. God never follows Satan. He didn't see what happened in the garden and then figure out something. God decided he needed men. And he was going to work through all eternity with men, with you. And he has a job for you. And he wanted to work with men that he put wills in so they wouldn't be puppets. And he saw that Satan was going to tempt that will. Before the foundation of the earth, God the Son, through the Spirit, said to the Father, I'll go and die for them. I love this verse. He didn't offer himself just in Gethsemane. It's a before the foundation of the world verse. Hallelujah. Titus 1. Don't you love the Word of God? Don't you love the plan of God? Sometimes when I'm praying, I say, oh, what a planner. Oh, what a plan. Hallelujah. I should turn to the Scripture instead of Titus chapter 1 and verse 2. This is a before the foundation of the world verse. Begin with the end of verse 1. And the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness in hope of eternal life. Eternal life. Which God, who cannot lie, promised before the world began. Who did he promise it to? He promised it to the seed. He promised it to the Mashiach. He said, Father, I will offer myself through the eternal Spirit. And the Father said, I will give you eternal life for them. We're going to study later the life, the eternal life, was in his blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. I can have God's glory. I can have God's glory. I can have God's glory. Because Jesus said, I'll go. The first part of that's an old song, and I just heard it in my spirit, so I just obeyed the Spirit and started singing it. And then the second verse came by the Spirit. I can have God's glory.
Thanks for listening to the voice of One Witness today. This teaching is available in its entirety on CD or DVD by calling our offices at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or you can order on our website, www.billybrim.org. That's BilleyBrim.org. Thanks for listening, and this is Chip Brim saying, Shalom.